This program is brought to you in part by the partners and friends of Creflo Dollar Ministries.
Coming up next on Changing Your World.
See, God doesn't need you to be faithful as much as he needs you to have faith in the faithfulness of Jesus Christ. And if you can trust his faithfulness, then hallelujah, he'll help you to be faithful. But you listen, if you can't trust him, see, Jesus is faithful. He is faithful to his word. He will not leave me. He will never let me down. He has forgiven me. He's provided all the finished work for me. I trust in his faithfulness. So when something hit, I trust in the faithfulness of Jesus Christ.
Calling all World Changers e-members, partners, and those changed by the message of grace. We'll see you in Houston, Texas, February 23rd and 24th.
Orlando, Florida, on March 31st.
This message changes everything.
You're going to want to invite everybody you know and make sure they get their seat before we're sold out. Make sure you use the information on your screen to register right now.
We'll see you in Houston, Texas, February 23rd and 24th.
Orlando, Florida, on March 31st.
This is your world, so let's vow to make it a better place. Let every heart that needs to know your love is here to stay. Ooh, it's time we live a new life. Ooh, let us love shine bright in you. We're saved by his grace, so we embrace your love today. We are changed.
That anointing from God will remove burdens.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And destroy yokes.
Yes, sir.
I don't know what yoke you might have around your life right now, but when that anointing, when you receive that anointing, somebody says, when can I receive it? You can receive it right now. You ain't got to wait on nothing special to happen. He's already released it, praise God. All you got to do is take it, praise God. Shout out loud, I'm anointed. Somebody says, how you gonna say that? Because the anointed one lives on the inside of you. The day you got born again, the Holy Ghost moved on the inside of you so that river of living water flowing out of your belly, getting on your natural, hallelujah, causing you to do what a natural man can't do by himself. You'll outdo a guy with three PhDs, and God came and anointed you, glory to God, and now you're above. There's nothing in the natural that can outdo the anointing. So now Satan wants him something like that. Like God has anointing that can meet all of your needs, remove your burdens and destroy yokes. Watch this now. Money is that anti-anointing. Like the anointing from God, money is that imposter anointing. Satan says, well, I'm going to use money like God uses the anointing, and if I can convince people that money can remove their burdens and destroy their yokes, if I can convince people that money can meet all of their needs. See, Satan always is looking for something to be the opposite of what God has. Fear is the opposite of faith. You understand what I'm saying? Like God needs faith to cause things to be in your life, Satan needs fear to cause things to be in your life. And the thing you fear the most will come on you. And the thing you have faith in the most will come upon you. God wants you to praise him and things will happen. Satan wants you to murmur and complain and things will happen. God wants you to meditate on his word. Satan wants you to worry, which is a negative form of meditation on your problems. Yeah. So he wants a reciprocal to the anointing. And so money is that mammon anointing. It's the anointing that says, if I can get you to make a choice and choose mammon over God, then mammon says to you, money is your anointing. And you believe that money removes your burdens and destroys your yokes. And if he can, now, it never turns out the way, because mammon or Satan always makes promises he can't keep. And he always promises you the things that only God can give you. The anointing of mammon, which is, ooh, that's a book right there, The Anointing of Mammon. The anointing of mammon, which is money, can buy you a house. But only the anointing of God can make it a home. Are you following what I'm saying? The anointing of mammon can buy you some associates. But only the anointing of God can foster healthy relationships. Are you listening to me? The anointing of mammon, money, can buy medicine. But only the anointing of God can get you healed. Money can't buy a home. Money can't buy a true relationship. And money can't buy healing. But it wants you to think that if I can get money, then it will remove my burdens and it will destroy my yokes. Does everybody follow what I'm saying? Now, people who wear the spirit of mammon will never be faithful to God. It won't happen. Now, go back to verse 11. That's what he just said here. People who, when he uses the word mammon, I got ahead of myself, but when he uses the word mammon, mammon own money. You see the relationship? It's mammon own money. It's that spirit own money. It's not the money by itself. It's just money under the influence of mammon. And what he says here, if therefore you have not been faithful in unrighteous mammon. See, here's the whole deal. You'll never be faithful with unrighteous mammon. Because mammon will never allow you to be faithful to God. Says, so that's the case. If you are a member of the First Church of Mammon, and if money is your anointing, then God is saying, who will commit to your trust the true riches? His advice is, don't commit something true to somebody that's got mammon on them. Because they won't be faithful. So he goes to the next verse and he says in the next verse, he says, and if you have not been faithful in that which is another man's, who shall give you that which is your own? He says, listen, dude, until you learn the issue of being able to be trusted. And here's what Jesus is saying. You can't be trusted. You can't be trusted. What he said was this. Jesus says, I'm going to see if I can trust you. All I'm going to do is see how you handle money. Jesus said, there's a way for us to see if you can be trusted. Let's see how you handle money. If you steal $2 off my table, okay, and then try to lie and say it wasn't no $2 there, you have told me everything that I need to know about our future together. That when I get my $1 billion, I will not employ you to oversee it, because I will never forget that you stole those $2 that I left. You stole my change. You told me everything I need to know. He said, just watch how they handle money, and they'll tell you about their character. Don't come explaining to me about how committed you are and how much character you have. No, all I need to do is see your checkbook and see your calendar, because the Bible says if you can find a man's heart, if you want to find a man's heart, find his treasure. Find his treasure, find his heart. How do you find a man's treasure? Find out where he spends his time, find out where he spends his money, and you'll find his heart. Well, I don't agree with that. I don't care what you talking about you don't agree with. We're talking about what the words say. We are not talking about what you think. This is not an opinionated session. This is a teaching session from the Word of God in context of what he said, regardless of what your preacher told you. We're opening the Bible up and we're saying, here is what it is saying in context. I'm not talking about what you think, what you believe. Now, if you want to continue to yield to mammon's anointing, go ahead. But the end of it is destruction. It looks good when you're going on a journey, but the end of it is destruction. You take a guy who signed a real healthy basketball contract. Guy's making $90 million a year. Ain't never even thought about God. Mama made him go to church when he was young, went to Sunday school and all that kind of stuff. But now all of a sudden, mammon's anointing is in his life to the point where even when problems come, he uses mammon's anointing to deal with the problem. Until one day he's going to have a problem that mammon's anointing can't deal with. One day he's not going to be able to play basketball, and he's going to discover that the validation he got in the arena is no longer there. No one there is cheering your name. Nobody's calling your name. Nobody even knows who you are anymore. Now all of a sudden you're feeling lonely and depressed because you're no longer being validated. And then you come back and you try to, you know, redo that feeling again, but now you're too old and too beat up. And you find yourself, watch this, with $90 million, full of burdens, full of yokes, in a room, about ready to kill yourself, and you can't figure out what's going on. And you got that anointing in the bank. How come it can't help you? But one day, in everybody's life, there's going to come a situation where something's going to happen that only God can help you out of. One day in your life, something's going to happen where you're going to need the anointing that removes burdens and destroys yokes. And that's the day you're going to wake up and realize money can't help me. I got $90 million in the bank, and I'm still dying of cancer. I'm still not being validated. I still don't feel like I'm loved. I still don't know what my life is for. And you are walking around in a 50,000-square-foot house by yourself, driving in a Lamborghini all by yourself, wearing a $20,000 suit, and ain't nobody told you you were sharp, all by yourself. And you thought all along you made the right choice. Honey, I tell you, there's a God that'll dig right in the middle of that ditch. He'll pick you up out of your mansion. He'll let you know I am the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And if I took care of them, I'll take care of you. Come on now. I'll show you the real anointing. Choose me. Trust me. And I'll never let you down. I'll give you a reason to wake up in the morning. I'll give you friends that'll love you. I'll change your whole life. Try me and watch me turn everything around for you. Now, so then he gets born again. I thank you, Lord. I saw that. So he gets born again, learns about Jesus, learns about the Word, and then he learns that under God's influence, he's equipped him to be a blessing. He's no longer afraid that he's given his money away. He's learned that he can sow his money in the ground, be a blessing to folks, and still get a harvest to come up. Now, all of a sudden, he got more money than he ever had before, and he's trying to figure out, well, God, I thought this money was evil. He said, no, it was evil because it was under the wrong management. But now that it's under heaven's management, I'll not only use you to be a blessing, but I'll bless you for being a blessing until the whole families of the earth have been blessed. And so now you see why I've been under attack for 20 years. Satan wanted this thing hidden from church folk. And the ones who really know the need of revelation is church folk. Because what church folks do is the Bible made it very clear, verse 13, you got to choose one master or the other. Now here's what religion always does. Do them both. Religion always like to try to do both of them. You know, religion talks about, I want you to have your cake and eat it too. Religion says, I want you to believe Jesus did it, but then I need you to add to what Jesus did and you do something too. No. When you take mammon, God plus mammon equals religion. You know what the Latin definition of religion is in the Latin? A return to bondage. Now, I know the Bible talks about good religion or pure religion, but I'm talking about the religious mindset that just cannot receive what God has already done. A religious mindset that tries to add to what Jesus has already done. Jesus died, went to hell, got up on the third day, and you still think it's something that you do that's going to make it happen. You just can't believe that you can receive something for Jesus without you doing something to make it happen. You see, it's not about what you do, glory to God, that's going to make it happen. It's about what He has already done. And so He's asking you to trust Him. He's not even asking you for your faithfulness. He already know what that's like. In the old covenant, He saw what man's faithfulness was like. You know how many times we done failed faithfulness? Oh, I'm going to be faithful to God. Yeah, for this week. Yeah, I'm going to be faithful to God. Yeah, for this year. And I'm not saying that faithfulness is not important, but it's not faithfulness based on your effort. Glory to God. See, God doesn't need you to be faithful as much as He needs you to have faith in the faithfulness of Jesus Christ. And if you can trust His faithfulness, then hallelujah, He'll help you to be faithful. But you listen, if you can't trust Him, see, Jesus is faithful. He is faithful to His word. He will not leave me. He will never let me down. He has forgiven me. He's provided all the finished work for me. I trust in His faithfulness. So when something hit, I trust in the faithfulness of Jesus Christ. You know, you got a situation going on in your life. You don't know how to get out of this thing. People don't know what you're going through. People think they know what you're going through. But I've discovered that people don't have no idea what you're going through. People, they even so arrogant to say, I know what you went through because I went through it. You have no idea what some of the people who are sitting right next to you are going through. They might be smiling. They might have hugged your neck. They might lift their hands up and praise the Lord. And you have no idea the hell that they're in right now. That's why I'm careful how I judge folks, because I don't know what they're going through. But what I know is if they'll trust in the faithfulness of Jesus Christ, He will bring them out. He will bring them up. He will make the difference in your life. Now, I don't know where you might be at. Some of you might be in a depression that no. See, sometimes people who depress you can't hardly tell because they smile. Good morning, how you doing? Oh, I'm blessed. And that smile becomes a cover-up to hide what was really going on the inside. You just don't know where folks are going. That's why you need the guidance of the Holy Spirit. To help you not to be deceived by the mask, because folks have purchased a lot of masks trying to cover up the struggle, trying to cover up the addiction, trying to cover up all that stuff that's going on in your life, trying to cover up that you're not the perfect Christian that the church wants you to be, trying to cover up that you got problems because you're walking around in church, you're not supposed to have no problem. But I'm telling you this morning, you can take off the mask, because we make a decision, no to mammon, yes to God, no to that mammon anointing, yes to God's anointing. Come on, Jesus, help me. We have faith in your faithfulness. I trust you. I trust you'll never let me down. I trust you'll never let me down. I don't know exactly what He's gonna do, but I know He's faithful to what He's already done. Glory be to God. Man, I feel like I'm about to shout right now. I guess I am, you know. I trust in His faithfulness. Don't you give up. Don't you cave in. Don't you quit because it didn't happen the way you thought it was going to happen when it happened. Sometimes that's what mammon does. Mammon says if it don't work the way you want it to work, like you want it to work, then you're disappointed, upset, and mad. But sometimes you just got to back up a little bit and say, because I trust God, I don't know why I didn't get the job, but I still trust the Lord know why. I don't know why I didn't get the promotion, but I trust that God knows why. I don't know why I didn't qualify for the house. I trust that God knows there may be some pipes that are busted somewhere that the inspector might have missed. I got to trust God. And if you, if you can trust God, like the songwriter says, He'll make everything all right. But you got to trust Him. Take your mask off. It's all right. We already know everybody in the house got an issue. Quit walking around
wear a mask like you all that. You ain't got no issues, and your children are flawless, and your money is flawless, and you ain't never down, and you ain't never out, and you have to carry yourself in a way so you can deceive everybody else. God already knows what kind of children he has, and he's already prepared to get you in a place where you need to be. Woo! Glory to God. Hallelujah. Trust him. I'm gonna trust him when I'm down. I'm gonna trust him when I'm crying. I'm gonna trust him when I'm sick. I'm gonna trust him when I'm broke. I'm gonna trust him when I ain't got no friends. I'm gonna trust him when everybody talking about me. I'm gonna trust him when I've been betrayed. I'm gonna trust the Lord because he's never let me down. And Sister Betty, he will never let me down. He is faithful. He's faithful. He's faithful. Woo. Woo. You don't know what somebody's gone through. You don't know what people are going through. Some of you can say, you can't tell it like I can tell it. What the Lord has done for me. And I can't tell it like you can tell it, what the Lord has done for you. But don't you dare presume to know what I'm going through. You just sit back and watch how he brings me out. You watch how he brings me out. You don't believe? Keep your eye on me. Watch how he brings me out. You thought I was gonna die? Watch how he brings me out. You thought they were gonna kick me out of my house? Watch how he brings me out. You thought my marriage was over with? Watch how he brings me out. Woo. Don't you give up. I know it's rough. I know things going on. I know stuff happening in the family. I know the devil coming at you, everything he got. But child of God, it's going to be all right. Yeah. It's going to be all right. Weeping may endure for the night, but joy coming in the morning. You may not have gotten a report that you wanted from the doctor. But God specializes in changing reports. Everything gonna be fine. Yeah. Y'all got me out here up here shedding tears, messing my TV makeup up. Lord have mercy. I trust him. And that's what he wants for me. One of the ways to break free from the spirit of mammon is to trust God and to say, I need you, God. I trust you, God. I want you. Get on the Lord's side. Remember our brother came here? Get on the Lord's side. Amen. Now, I'm lost. I don't know where we at. Don't know what we were doing and what definition we was in the middle of. But I know there's a God that still sits high. And here's another thing I believe. I believe God's working out your situation right now. I believe there's some stuff going on that don't nobody even know what's going on. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You got one foot in the house and another foot on the outside. Don't know if you're going to be homeless or not after church. But I tell you, the Bible says he will perfect that which concerneth you. And if it's concerning you, God is perfecting it right now. I just need somebody in the house to trust him. I just need somebody in the house to say, I believe it. I need somebody in the house to say, I got faith. I'm going to trust God. I might have to cry, but I'm going to trust him. I might be in pain, but I'm going to trust him. That's all I got. I ain't got no. If I let God go, where am I going to go?
Does money have anything to do with your relationship with God? Creflo Dollar looks at what the Bible says about money, trust, mammon, and honor. In his six-message series, The Truth Behind Mammon, the entire series can be yours today for a love gift of $35 for CDs or $45 for DVDs. Simply scan the QR code, visit CreflowDollarMinistries.org and click eStore, or call the number on your screen to get yours today. No matter where you are on your personal journey, the Word of God can reach you. At work or simply needing to hear from the Lord, tune in to World Changers every Sunday at 10 a.m. or restream at 2 p.m., 6 p.m., and 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Text WATCH NOW to 51555 or visit worldchangers.org for more information about services and stream times. We're in this together. No matter where we are World Changers. See you online.
I think you would be amazed at what Creflo Dollar Ministry does every day around the world. Testimonies come in from all over about the impact we have. And I wish you could see the kids we feed. Their lives are changed and impacted for the better because of you, our givers. The seeds you sow into this ministry make a mark that can never be erased. And I want to thank you so much for your financial contributions into the kingdom of God and into this ministry.
If God has placed it on your heart to support the vision of this ministry to reach the world with the gospel of grace, you may call in to make your financial donations or log on to CreflowDollarMinistries.org. God bless you. Creflo and Taffy Dollar love connecting with you. And here at World Changers, we understand the importance of using technology to do just that. We're constantly working to bring the gospel of Christ to thousands of viewers and followers around the world. And we want you to get involved. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube. We want to make the word of grace available throughout every voice of social media.
Because of you, Creflo Dollar Ministries is providing a new understanding of grace and empowering change in the lives of millions of people every day. Thank you, partners and friends. Your love and financial support makes it possible to bring this message into millions of homes all across the globe. The preceding program was brought to you in part by the partners and friends of Creflo Dollar Ministries.